It's not Christmas Eve yet. It's still the fourth Sunday of Advent. We don't have our little Christ child up. That's tonight. And we don't light the Christ candle until tonight. And you'll hear more about the fourth Sunday of Advent as the service goes on. It just happens to fall on the same day. So we've been talking about Advent, preparing and waiting for the special gift that is coming our way today. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Gracious Almighty God, we are just so grateful to you because the gift is soon coming our way. The gift that you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we worship and praise today and every day. We thank you, dear Lord, for everybody who's here this morning. Keep them always safe in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you're a first-time visitor with us, I invite you to sign on the welcome card, which is in the pew, and put that in the offering plate. We always like to get to know our guests a little bit better, and so I invite you to do that. And we just are privileged to have all of you worshiping here today. One thing that we do as a church is pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors and friends. Will you pass the peace?
Well, good morning, Calvary, and welcome this this beautiful, beautiful day that the Lord has made. It is wonderful to see each one of you here this morning, and Merry Christmas to all. This morning, that's really it. I think Pastor does have a, yes. But I'm going to let Pastor go first with this interesting project that we could be a part of.
Yeah, Larry Rood, you know, works for Society of St. Andrew. And one of the things that they do is glean. And gleaning is the biblical principle of once the field has been harvested to go back in and get the remaining fruit or vegetables and give it to the poor. That's what gleaning is, and Society of St. Andrew does that. So we'll be teaming with Avondale United Methodist Church on January the 7th. It's a Sunday, and they will glean the citrus on the Orange Park Hospital property. We need 20 to 30 able-bodied people for this, and you're asked to attend the early service at 8:30 and then go to the gleaning project. But you need to contact Larry Rood for more information. This will be on January 7th. We're all invited to do that, to be a part of this, if we physically can and are able to. That will be a wonderful project for us. Thank you. He's out of town. That's right.
He's got a cell phone, though, so you can call him and get in touch with him. We had no idea that apparently there are a lot of wonderful orange trees behind the Orange Park Hospital. So I just think that's wonderful. Nobody did, I don't think. But anyway, yep, they're just loaded up, needing to be gleaned. So that's a wonderful mission for our church to team up with them. Bradley, would you please come up front? And there you are. You're already up front.
On February 4th, the NFL, Go Jags, will hold the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, across the country, countless youth group members will be collecting cans of soup and money to support Calvary's Food Bank. We ask each of you to bring a can of soup and $1. Wait, I forgot to take into account inflation, 5%, 17%, 14%, and 82%. Okay, we just ask of you to bring 82 cans of soup and $64. So remember, after the Super Bowl, it is the Super Bowl.
Didn't he do a good job? Thank you, Bradley. And now this morning on our fourth Sunday of Advent representing love, I would like to have Beverly and Miss Betty to come up front and lead us in our worship elements and the lighting of the Advent wreath.
As we light the Advent candle, we seek a sign of the Lord, our God.
From the depths of the earth to the heights of the heavens, let God's sign be known to all.
A young woman shall give birth to peace, hope, and joy.
A young woman will give love a name, Emmanuel, God is with us.
Let us, in love, kindle the light of the Lord.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 218, we will sing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Turn to 884. We'll have our affirmation of faith. We believe in the one God, creator and sustainer of all things, Father of all nations, and source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the Savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, present with us for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, in the life and love and prayer, and in grace equal to every deed. We believe in the Word of God, contained in the Old and New Testaments, as a sufficient rule both of faith and of practice. We believe in the Church, those who are united in the living Lord, for the purpose of the worship and service. We believe in the reign of God, the divine, the religious, and human society. and in the family of God. We are all brothers and sisters. We believe in final triumph of righteousness and in the life everlasting.
Come this morning. Let the little ones come. You'll still get a piece of candy at the end of the service, okay? I won't make you not get candy today, but I want the little children to come forward who are younger than middle school, if they could come to the altar today. That some of you have been afraid in the past. Has anybody been afraid? Pardon? Oh, we have two more coming up. All right. This is wonderful. One, two. All right. I just had to count. This is great. I'm so pleased. Now, I used to be, when I was really little, I used to be afraid of the dark. You're a big boy then. You're not afraid of the dark. But I had something that helped me whenever I was afraid. I made my mother say these certain words every night before I went to sleep. She said, "Good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Sleep as snug as a bug in a rug." And then she would kiss me goodnight. And that's how I felt safe when I was afraid of the dark. And what I want to tell you today is when the angel came to visit Mary, to tell Mary that she was going to have a baby boy, what she said, what the angel said to Mary was, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." God was going to work a miracle in Mary's life, but she was to have faith and be strong. So why don't we bow our heads and thank God for the gift of the Christ child, which is coming tomorrow. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you sent us this great gift that we celebrate, the gift of your Son. We share his love with the world and with each other. May these children continue to grow in your grace and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now I have a special thing for you today. I have a candy cane. Everybody gets a candy cane. This. Don't like pepper. Here, I bet Anna does. Anna can have it. Okay, we'll get you guys something. Here's some candy that's not pepper. And the youth, I promise you, you can get your candy after church. Now, the rest of you just take your peppermint. one of them gets it, they all have to. If any of the youth want those, you can have those too. All right. And now I'm going to invite the ushers to come as we continue to worship and serve this morning with the giving of our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings. I was waiting on him. There you go. Let us pray. Gracious God, it is children that make Christmas special, to see the light in their eyes and to especially feel that the gift comes for them, that this is what Christmas is, the gift of the Christ child. We thank you so much for this gift that we that you have bestowed upon us, even though we don't deserve it. Use us, dear God, and use the gifts we bring for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. you so much to the choir for their beautiful gift of music. Thank you. This morning I received some news that I hadn't known about. Was there a flood in the Philippines? Someone said there was a, was there a typhoon or a tidal wave in the Philippines? Did you know about? Anyway, there was. There was. Well, we have some church members who were there. Clarita and Ernie Santos are scheduled. They left to go to the Philippines, and we have not heard any word back. So that would be somebody we would need to pray for today, especially in all the people.
Mario and Sarissa.
Oh, okay. Okay. We need to pray for Mario and Cetus. Is CJ also there? Oh, my goodness. So we have. So this is touching a lot of the lives of our congregants, and we should lift them up in prayer this time of year and pray that they return home safely to us. We had other losses this week that I'd like to mention before we go to God in prayer. Mert Eppert lost a daughter, Patsy, who suddenly passed away without warning. This is not Barbara, who comes to church with Mert, but her other daughter, Pat. And Teresa Long, her husband, Chuck, suddenly died yesterday morning, and we're praying for her. Barbara Hoosey had surgery this week and is home recovering from her knee operation, but she had in her extended family two other losses, two other deaths in 1 week, and they're feeling kind of overwhelmed with the kinds of things that they're dealing with at Christmas time. You know, it's hard enough, isn't it, to lose those that we love and are close to, but at this time of year makes it very hard. And so as we go to God in prayer today, please remember those whom we have named, and if you would like to add your prayer to our prayers today, please do so as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray. We come to offer these prayers to you, O God, especially during this season of the year where we think things have to be cheerful and bright and happy for the season, but yet there are things that life happens which we have no control over, but we know there is a great plan that you have for each one of your children that you love. Keep us, those who are grieving and feeling lost, keep us close to you during this time of the year, and help us to be able to have the strength that we need, dear God, to remember the reason for the season, that you came to earth as a little child because of your great love for each one of us. Let each one feel the presence and power close to them at all times, but especially now. We pray this in the name of your Son and our Savior, who taught us to pray when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
If you would please stand and turn to page 234. In your hymnals, we will sing, "O Come, All Ye Faithful," verses 1, 2, and 3.
And now for our scripture reading this morning, Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by the words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Luke 1, verses 46 through 55. And the Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliest of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has sacrificed the proud in their thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." The word of God for the people of God.
How many of you are prepared for Christmas tomorrow? Well, there's a few of you who are not. So this story might be for you. There was a woman who was having a very tough Christmas. Her husband was out of town. Her children were sick, and she had deadlines that she had to meet at work, and she just didn't have the time to prepare for the season. Nothing went right. But a week before Christmas, she had just a small window of opportunity, and she ran to the mall and dashed in and picked out about a box of 50 Christmas cards. She said, "I might not do anything else this Christmas, but I am going to send out these Christmas cards." She brought the cards back home, and she put her children to work in an assembly line where one of them signed the card, one of them stuffed it into the envelope and licked it, the other one put the address on it, and it got done. One way or another, she sent out the Christmas cards. And after Christmas, she was cleaning up and found one of those cards that was stuffed in the couch, the cushions of her couch. And she took it out and read it. She hadn't looked at it. And the card said, "We're sending this card just to say a little gift is on its way." She had no clue. A little gift is on its way. That's the message of the fourth Sunday of Advent. It's the message that Elizabeth and Zechariah got about John the Baptizer, and it's the message that Joseph and Mary got about Jesus. And it's the message for us today as well, that the Messiah, the Christ child, the Savior of the world, is coming in our midst. A little gift is on the way. And so while we're doing all of our preparations, all of our shopping, all of our decorating, all of our card sending, we need to pause and remember exactly why we're doing all of this preparation. We're doing it because God has sent us a message that a little gift is on its way. A bundle of joy is coming, a word of hope and peace is just around the corner. And I can't wait for it to get here. A word of hope and peace is coming for us. And if you spend any time at all watching the news, you know that we need this little gift more than ever, because the world is a dark and scary place sometimes. And it's run by the proud, the rich, and the powerful. And we, like Mary, have been called to carry this gift of love in the midst of the hurting world. The lowly still need lifting up. The hungry still need to be fed. And the poor given a chance to live. The world hungers right now for true goodness to reign in the world and overcome the darkness. There was another woman named Caroline who was very active in her church. She had worn just about every hat there was to wear in the church. And then a few years ago, they asked her to do one more thing. A group of churches were getting ready to create a homeless shelter. And they came to Caroline and said, "We need you to be the director of this shelter." And she said, yes. Even though she was very busy and had all these other jobs to do, she said, "I want to do this job." And she went into it with a great deal of determination and hope, and it filled her with joy that she could make a difference in people's lives by bringing them in out of the cold and giving them food and warmth and home and friends. And then the reality set in a few months later. She was tired of the whole thing. She said this was thankless. Nobody ever thanked her. She thought, in the beginning, she thought that if she gave these people love, that they'll turn around their lives and they'll be able to become productive citizens again. But her hopes were dashed. "These people will never change," she said to herself. She thought, "They're all the same. All they do is take, 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 and never give anything back." So she had lost her initial enthusiasm and joy for the job she was to do. But one night, it was actually Christmas Eve, she met a young man named Christopher. She was working that night, and Christmas Eve at the shelter was no different from any other night, except they had turkey rather than soup, and they got little gifts of soap and toothpaste and toothbrush. But other than that, it was just the same as every other night. And so when she turned the lights out, she went to escape into the kitchen to have a little cup of coffee and be by herself on Christmas Eve. But then this young man came knocking on her door named Christopher, and he wanted to talk. And she said, well, okay. She wasn't really interested, but she wasn't going to tell him that. She said, okay, let's sit down and talk. And he told his story, and his story was the same as every other story that she had heard since she took the job. It was something that she could recite by heart, you know, his father drank and beat him, and his mother left the family, and He dropped out of school and started doing drugs and then ended up on the street. The same thing that she had heard all the time. She was looking at her watch, wondering when she could get away, when all of a sudden Christopher said to her, "God has really blessed me." And she jerked her head up and she said, "What? How can you say that?" And Christopher said, "Yes, he has blessed me. He let me see the darkness so I could appreciate the light, so I could recognize the light." Now, you may or may not know this, but the name Christopher means one who bears Christ. And that night, Christopher bore Christ to this hardened, bitter woman who thought there was nothing new under the sun. And she learned that God specializes in surprise packages, coming to us in unlikely places, speaking to us in unlikely voices. And as she thought about this young man and his words about light and darkness, he reached into his pocket and pulled out an old Bible. And he turned the pages in the Bible and found what was a dried, pressed butterfly. And he gave it to her and said, "This is my gift to you. Merry Christmas. Put it in your Bible and remember that on one cold Christmas Eve, you took the time to let your light shine on some tired and lonely people." The mystery and miracle that is Christmas is just around the corner now. Our little gift is on its way. We are invited to be like Mary and receive the gift of Christ with joyful and glad hearts. And we are invited to be like Christopher in sharing the gift of Christ to the world. It was in a stable, which was probably just a little hole in the wall dug outside of a hill, that a baby was born to two scared young people. They had nothing to offer, just their lives. And they heard the call of God, each in their own way. They responded in faith. And 20 centuries later, can you imagine? 20 centuries later, Christmas is no different. God still calls us, and we still respond. So here is my question for you. What is God saying to you this Christmas? And what are you saying to God? My friends, have a merry, merry Christmas. Amen and amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to 251, we'll sing "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
beautiful Christmas Eve service planned for tonight at 7 o'clock. And if you ordered a poinsettia, I'm hoping you'll let us keep the poinsettia until Christmas Eve tonight instead of taking it with you right this minute. Because we're still celebrating Christmas tonight at 7. I want to mention that there's bread in the kitchen for anybody who needs bread or knows somebody who needs bread. There's plenty of it there. Also, we didn't mention the Advent offering. You can get an envelope if you'd like to contribute to this from one of the ushers. This is for the youth. Our Advent special Advent offering is for the youth to go on a trip. And so I want to offer you that possibility as well. A little gift is on the way. And that little gift changed the world and is still changing the world. So we rejoice and celebrate and make a ruckus for Christmas Day coming up tomorrow. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you. Go now in His peace. Amen.